Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the economy. Now, basically, you have to understand there's an organized, intentional, malicious effort to destroy this country economically, to lower our living standards. And, of course, it begins with sending our jobs overseas, our manufacturing overseas, sending our wealth overseas. We're running ordinarily a trade deficit of about $500 billion. I think it was $500 billion this last year. $500 billion more sent out of this country than coming into the country. We used to run trade surpluses. We run a trade deficit intentionally because they've taken down our tariffs. They allow other countries to discriminate against our products, but we don't discriminate against theirs. How does a worker here in America making $20 an hour compete with a worker over in China who work all day long for $3 or $4? You can't, and they know that. And that is why, of course, we give all this money to General Motors so they could open up new plants in China. This is why we turn Chrysler Motor over to a country based in Fiat. We don't based in Italy called Fiat. We don't even ask them to compensate us for taking Chrysler off our hands, and they open up new plants in Italy and in South America and in Mexico. Our leaders know exactly what they're doing, but they figure the American people are too dumb to understand that the globalists control both political parties, and their goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, the destruction of Christianity and a one-world religion, and installing their new world leader. Good evening, Bob. Thanks very much for being with us again.
Well, good evening to you as well and all our listeners.
And why don't you bring us up to date with what's going on? And should we talk about Europe? Should we talk about China? Should we talk about Great Britain? Should we talk about the United States or all of them?
Well, we can carry on what you were just talking about, and that is free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. And it continues apace every day. And it's the major companies in the United States that are really involved with it. And I think that they're trying right now to bring in, they're talking about $550 billion. But I think that they're going to shoot for $2 trillion. And that's a lot of money to bring back. They're again shooting for 5.25% taxation like they did 8 years ago when they brought back $350 billion. And they're saying again that they're going to create jobs when, in fact, that's not going to happen.
Now, basically what you're talking about, corporate taxes. American companies have gone overseas, have set up their corporations there, they've made a lot of money. But they, of course, don't want to bring it back and pay 35% corporate taxes as long as it's overseas. Why they don't have to pay taxes? They actually, a few years ago, we let them only pay 5.5% to bring the money back in here so we could get it invested, make jobs. And what did they do with the money? Did they create new factories here? No, they simply bought back their own stock so that the people who were the executives could, you know, they have a lot of stock they get in the form of options. So they made a killing on it, and it didn't do the average American a bit of good. Is that right?
That is exactly correct.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, there's an old adage, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And why should we think that they would do anything any different the second time?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Jeez. Why you don't pay any American corporate tax. You may have to pay a small tax overseas, but you do not pay taxes. So that's one means by which we encourage our corporations to move out of the country. This is an organized program, ladies and gentlemen. We reward the companies, the corporations that move offshore, and we punish those that stay here. Now, if you were an American corporation, would you rather stay here and pay 35% tax, or would you go overseas and not pay any American tax? Well, of course, they want to bring their money back into the country at a 5% tax, and they're saying, oh, my goodness, we just got that money back in here. Why think of all the jobs that they would produce? Well, before, when we let them bring in, they promised to produce jobs and invest and open new manufacturing plants here. And they did not do that at all. They simply bought back their own stock so that they could increase corporate executives, value of the corporate executive stock. It was a scam. And it was a scam of, I think, $350 billion, something like that. This time it's $1.5 trillion, and I hope the American people will not go for this. I think that what we should do simply is lower the corporate tax here in America and raise the tax overseas. And if you go overseas, you pay a 50% corporate tax. Either that or you cease to be an American company. And boy, we would have the corporations coming back. But you see, they're not going to do that because there is an organized effort to force corporations to move overseas. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the foolish American people to know it. Well, Bob, certainly, what else would you like to talk about? I think that that is an important issue, but the most important issue is what is happening to the economy over in Europe. My understanding is that an awful lot of people in Greece and certainly in Portugal are pulling their money out of the banks there. Almost a quarter of the money has been pulled out of the banks in both Greece and in Portugal, and the people are investing it in Switzerland, or they're bringing it to the United States, or investing in Canada. They're investing in Australia. The people there realize, of course, that the European currency may collapse, and they want to get out. They don't want to have the bank closed down or end up holding a useless currency. People don't understand that when banks fail, when currencies fail, why wealthy people become paupers overnight. Pick up that story and tell us what's really going on over there in Europe and what's going to happen to their economy. Incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment for Bob, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But it seems that a lot of people over in Europe are frightened to death that the European currency is going to crumble and collapse. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's understandable. I think what we're looking at, and I thought this 2 years ago, that we would see an exodus of funds. In fact, I told people throughout Europe to start buying gold and silver coins with the money they had, including euros, because they were going to get out in value. And it was because of the problems that were incumbent with all of the weak countries over there. And so, yes, they've been doing that, and they should. Their money's in the form of gold or silver is better off under the floor tiles than it is sitting in the bank. And that's going to spread, and it's going to get more and more difficult. And I think what's going to happen in Europe, I think, first of all, there's a good possibility that the Germans want out of the euro as well as the eurozone. And I think that you might see that in the next 2 years, and maybe even quicker than that.
But, Bob, I'm sure the average German would like to get out of the euro. I'm sure the average Frenchman would like to get out of the euro, out of the European Union. But their trilateralist leaders, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, they control the governments, they control the media. They don't care what the people want. They're going to do what they want to. We have a new premier of Greece. He comes from the Trilateral Commission. We have a new premier in Italy. He comes from the Trilateral Commission, with probably no more than 100 members of the Trilateral Commission in all of Europe. Why, that is no coincidence. What people have to understand is there's an elite who run Europe, who run Asia, who run the United States. And all this talk about democracy and what the people want is, well, this is simply folderol to keep people, give the people the idea that if we can vote for, go to the polls and vote, and we're going to make a lot of difference. Go right ahead.
Well, I think we have to follow that precept, because it's the only legal way left for us to get our country back. And that is to elect Ron Paul, of course, and people like him. If it doesn't happen, it's going to be in the streets, and it's not going to take too long. I think that the Europeans have finally figured out that there's simply no way that they can raise enough money without causing hyperinflation, that they can set this thing right. It would cost probably $10 trillion, maybe as much as $15 or $20 trillion. And so I think they're going to allow four or more of those countries to go bankrupt and to renege upon the debt that they owe. And I think that will happen over the next year, and that will leave probably about 11, and I think they'll be in pretty tough shape. And I think around that time or shortly thereafter, what they'll do is try to execute a finalization of the euro, and because they just can't make it work, and hope they can hold the European Union together. And so that's the way I think it's going to go. I think you're going to see more foolishness going on with these meetings and everything. And but they're not going to get anywhere. This place, there's no place to go. I mean, what do they do? Print up $4 or $10 trillion? I mean, there is such a thing as inflation. And they know that. So they're trying to milk it along as long as they can. And so I think that's what we can expect. And you're going to get downgrades of sovereign as well as bank debt. And it's going to be nasty. It'll reflect on the British and U.S. economies very, very adroitly, if you may. And I think that disease will awaken the disease that exists in America, which is very similar, and America will start experiencing the terrible downside in the financial arena that we've seen in Europe.
It'll
come in time.
Is this going to come on because of the inflation that's coming? So that we see over in India that sounds like they're having a 15% inflation, so pretty close to 10% inflation in China. I don't know what the inflation rate is over in Europe, but certainly the inflation rate here is over 11%. Of course, they're lying about all of these statistics. They don't want the American people to know, but if you go to shadowstats.com, that's shadowstats.com, get John Williams' figures as far as the United States. But certainly with the rate of inflation increasing as it has here, what do you think it's going to be by next year at this time? We're talking about the end of 2012. What will the inflation rate be? I mean, basically, inflation is used to destroy the monetary system and certainly impoverish the people. What's going to happen to inflation here? What's going to happen to inflation over in Europe, especially if they try to print their way out of the mess they're in today?
I think that the inflation will consume them because they must continue to inflate. They have no other choice. And that's when this inflation becomes really bad, 30 to 50%. The next thing that happens is that we have a overwhelming situation with that, and there's no way they can stop it. And so that's the time that they will, in all probability, start a very, very serious war. Where it'll be, I don't know. But they're gonna start a very serious war. And that's the way they cover things up.
Well, I think I can tell you it's going to be over in the Middle East. I don't know who's going to be fighting who, whether we're going to be fighting Iran, whether we're going to be fighting the Muslim world as a whole, the radical Islamic world. I'm not certain, but it's very obvious the way they're using propaganda here to get the Christians to hate the Muslims, and using propaganda over there to get the Muslims to hate the Christians. That's how you get a war going. And when I hear that the of people like Michelle Bachmann talking about how they want to come over here and impose Sharia law upon us, and how dangerous the Muslim faith is, and how dangerous Iran is. Iran's going to get the bomb, and they want to bomb America, and they want to bomb Israel. And all of this foolishness, they're trying to scare the American people into saying, we're just going to have to go over there and kill them before they come over here and kill us. And this is how you get a war going. You got to have an enemy, and they're doing everything to frighten the American people. Don't understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's propaganda. It's all propaganda. Well, Bob, it's just, I think it's only a matter of time before we're at war in the Muslim world. Right now, we're certainly toppling all of those countries over there and turning them over to the Muslim Brotherhood and its country.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And it takes a while, but it does. It's inflationary, and every time they pour tremendous sums of money into the economy, it stimulates, produces more inflation, which is why the real inflation rate is up. It's only 11.8% so far this year. And the government is simply lying. Now, of course, they tell us, well, the economy is growing, you know, growing maybe 1%, 2%. But when you take into the inflation, you have to subtract that from the GDP, where the gross domestic product is actually negative. So they're simply lying about that. They're lying about the unemployment rate. They tell us that the unemployment rate has dropped now to 8.6 from almost 9%. But what they don't tell you is that's because almost half a million people simply this last month or so gave up looking for work. There was just no work to be had. Now they've got a few extra jobs here with Christmas coming up, but they'll be over right after Christmas, and those people will be back on the unemployment rolls. But the economy is not doing well. The economy, the whole world is contracting. Suddenly, what they're doing is getting the big banks to hold back on major loans. They do not want the public to understand what is really going on. They make economics look complicated so that you won't be able to protect yourself from the ravages of inflation that are coming. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But certainly, everything is being done to make us think that the economy is expanding, and it really is not expanding. It's not expanding. Certainly, it may be in a few fields, but today, almost 11 million people are their homes are underwater or will be underwater. 25% of the people who have a mortgage on their home is worth less than the mortgage. In other words, they're paying for a home that is not worth anywhere near as much as they owe on it. In some areas like Cleveland, they simply are just going and tearing down homes. They discussed this on 60 Minutes yesterday. And, of course, they're tearing down perfectly good homes. Because, of course, they've been vandalized. People are going in and stealing the copper plumbing out of their homes or the copper wiring out of their homes. And, of course, the banks are doing nothing to stop this. And I think this is going to progress as more and more people lose the American dream. Almost half of the American people are considered living below the poverty line today. Go right ahead, Bob. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295 if you have a question for Bob. Go ahead, Bob. What's your thoughts?
Well, I think this deterioration will continue. They've done very little, if nothing, to try to resuscitate any economy, whether it's Europe or England or the U.S. They'd be afraid of ideas. And they don't care. All they want is the financial sector to survive, and the government, and under their aegis, of course. And so I think they have no signs that they're going to do anything like that to help the economy. So with that said, I don't expect any help at all. And we have an extended unemployment coming up there. Debating about it right now, and I think they'll extend it. And I think they can pay for that, as Ron Paul says, by cutting things in the economy, and he's right. If you need $1 billion, we'll just go around and cut $1 billion from other programs. I don't see it as being anything difficult at all. Of course, you have no pragmatism in Washington. What you have is a bunch of crooks, and not all of them, but almost all of them. And, I mean, just look at the votes that they made 2 weeks ago in making every American into a potential terrorist. I mean, what kind of monsters are these people that we have put in office?
Well, you know, I think that what you're doing, of course, is getting people to simply say our system has failed, this whole slogan of we are the 99%. Yes, that's absolutely true, but they don't tell you who that 1% is. Everybody is probably a tenth of that 1%. Are these people in the Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderbergers, they're the ones who are making half of all the capital gains. They're the ones who are benefiting off the corrupt system, but you don't see them certainly demonstrating in front of the headquarters of the CFR, do you?
You certainly don't. While the storm clouds gather,
far across. This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Says that we've got to elect Ron Paul. If we don't, well, the whole system's going to fall apart. He said, of course, that the one reason we have gold and silver down right now is because it's being manipulated. Basically, if you or I were to try to manipulate the stock market, we'd get in real trouble. But there is something known as the President's Group for Working Markets. The President's Group for Working Markets, also known as the Plant Protection Team, they are allowed to manipulate the markets. They do manipulate the markets. They benefit from it. They know where the prices are going up and down on stocks. They know which stocks are going up, which stocks are going down, and they are allowed to manipulate the markets, and I'm sure they let their friends know what's going on. They know about the current manipulation of commodity markets, of the oil market, certainly of the gold and silver, precious metals market, and they're able to do this, because, of course, they get the funds from the SEC, they get the funds from the Fed, they get the funds from the Treasury Department, and the people from the Commodities Exchange Board sits on this small little group, the President's Group on Financial Markets. We need to do away with that. We need to have a free and open market, no one that can be controlled by this small group I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they do manipulate our markets. They control our banks. There's six major banks in America. That's J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and certainly Goldman Sachs. And those six banks control 60 to 70% of all the banking assets in our nation. Basically, the other 30% or so is controlled by the other 8,000 banks, but they don't really have the ability to move the markets. All of the six banks I mentioned are tied into directly into the Council on Foreign Relations, and of course they are able to create the billions of dollars out of nothing, and that's how they've been able to buy up the media and buy up the corporations, and so they pay off the politicians, and so they control the educational system, control the religious system, control the great tax exempt foundations. A small group of people who have a different agenda, whose loyalty is not to America, but to this idea of the one world government. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have a question for Bob. And let's go to Robert, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I just got finished reading a book by Michael Lewis called Boomerang. I don't know if you guys have heard that one or not.
I've heard of it. I haven't read it, though. What about you, Bob?
Well, I heard about it because I mentioned it on page 79.
Well, anyway, it's a pretty fascinating book. He just goes through Europe, the one bad country after another, you know, in debt crisis, and analyzes the demographics and, you know, the culture of each country. And he really goes into length about Greece and how their culture is pretty corrupt. Everything's based on bribes. The government, 30% of the job, 30% of the people have government jobs, and the government jobs pay three times more than the private sector, which is not sustainable in any economy, really. And as I was listening to the book, I thought, you know, America is Greece, but we're at a macro level versus Greece is at a micro level.
Well, but actually, if you look at the statistics, we're worse off than Greece. They just haven't told us yet. But we have the advantage. We can print our own money out of nothing and make prosperity out of nothing, which Greece cannot because, of course, they're part of the European currency market. And so they're not allowed to print their own money, but we can print our money and we can produce prosperity for a time, but of course the day of reckoning is coming. It's only a matter of when. Okay, Bob, do you have a comment on what Robert's saying?
Well, it's true, and the country's broke. It is a systemic problem. It's not going to go away until they go bankrupt and go back to the drachma, and they'll make a mess out of it again probably because of the inherent corruption beyond belief in the country, and they believe that's okay because it's their country, they can do what they want with it. Well, when you're in with a bunch of other countries, you can't do that because they have to support you if you don't do what's proper. And when Michael Lewis went to Greece, he was doing a piece for Vanity Fair, and he went to, I guess it's Mount Scopus, and interviewed for a week the monks. And they knew all about what was going on because they subscribed to the International Forecaster. And that's how I met him. He emailed me, says, I can't believe this. I'm out in the middle of nowhere, and they know everything that's going on. And then we had an exchange of emails, and I hadn't heard from him since, and then he mentioned me on page 79 in Boomerang, and I haven't seen the book yet.
Oh, it's been
anything else,
fantastic.
Robert?
Yeah, I just wanted to dialogue a little further about this. You know, the Germans, he says, in spite of all their terrible mistakes that they've made, they're still sitting quite a bit better than just about any other country in the Eurozone. Because they have kept their gold. I just don't understand why they want to rescue Greece. I understand that some of the they have outstanding debt with Greece, I think, and the banks will go bad, but I guess they have to just pick their poison, and Germany has to figure out what's going to be the lesser evils? Am I understanding that right?
Well, Bob, could you explain to Robert why Germany is trying to rescue Greece after all they created the problems themselves? So why is Germany so concerned about Greece?
Because, number one, they want to keep the euro together. And number two, they want world government. And as I explained earlier, I think that in all probability, they're not going to be able to accomplish that, and I think they know that. And that's where I think they're going to break up on it. The bill is just too big.
And that's what it's all about, Robert. The thing is, it's illogical that they should want to take care of Greece, except the fact that the German people don't want this, but the leaders do. The leaders are Bilderbergers, members of the Trilateral Commission. I mean, you know, the new premier of Greece is a member of the Trilateral Commission. The new premier of Italy is a member of the Trilateral Commission. There's this little clique that controls England. They control Germany. Mrs. Merkel, she's been affiliated with these people for a long time. It says Sarkozy. That's their real goal. And unless you understand there is this covert group that is dedicated to world government, none of this makes sense. Once you understand it, it all makes sense. Anything else, Robert, before we let you go?
Well, in Greece, you know, they're rioting in the streets and everything, and I just think that's going to be America here coming really soon.
Well, let me just get our telephone number out, then we'll get Bob's thoughts on that.
Can I ask you one more question?
Okay, yeah. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Bob is a name, Robert from Spokane, saying that right now they're over there rioting in the streets in Greece. And Robert says he thinks that's going to be America before long. Right now, of course, we see these sort of crazy young people. I'm sure a lot of them are well-motivated. They keep shouting, we're the 99%. They ought to say that we're the 99.9%, because it's less probably than one-tenth of 1% that are part of this elitist group that wants to destroy our nation. But they are organized. They know exactly what they're doing. And in many respects, they are actually financing the outlaw, pardon me, the Occupy Wall Street, because they want a controlled opposition, and they want these young people haranguing about, you know, Che Guevara and how great Lenin was, and how great Marx was. And yet, of course, what was those people's solution? All power to the government to take care of the wicked capitalists. And who's pushing that philosophy? The wicked capitalists. Okay, Robert, did you have another question?
Just one more comment, and I wanted to run a theory by you guys and see what you think. I think that the euro is going to collapse before the dollar, and I think that people are going to flee to what they think is safety, the dollar. This is short term, and that the dollar is going to spike. Gold and silver is going to plunge a little bit, and I think that's just going to be a great buying opportunity. What do you think? This is short term.
Bob?
Well, I think the plunge has already occurred, and it's groping. Gold and silver are groping for a bottom, and they'll find it hereabouts. It'll turn around and go right back up again. And for those who are long and sitting in negative positions, they should use these opportunities to buy, and that's what I do. And I think that's important. If you don't have any money to buy, well, you hold on to what you got, because it's the only real asset that you have. I don't tend to talk to traders, because I try to keep people away from trading. And I don't think that most people should be doing that, because they're not trained to do it. And so long term, nothing has changed.
And I think you're absolutely right, Robert. I think your analysis is excellent. God bless, and thanks for calling. Let's go to Aaron, who's calling from Monroe, Louisiana. Aaron, are you listening to us on shortwave or through the Internet or satellite?
Through the Internet, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. I have a question for Bob. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But what was your question?
My question is, why haven't any of the CEOs, any of the any of the various gold and silver mining companies, why have they not spoken out about the gold and silver manipulation, particularly large, you know, short against their companies, the 40%, 60% you know, shorts that are driving their companies lower and even bankrupting some of these companies? Why haven't any of these CEOs, these companies, spoken out about this? Or if they have, I just haven't heard about it. And my Keith, you know, little questions for, you know, for Bob or Dr. Sand, you know.
Bob, what are your thoughts?
I've asked them this, and they refuse to, because they say that in order to get their licenses to be able to drill or go into production or whatever the case is, they have to cooperate with the government. And the minute they start making complaints the government's doing this, that, and the other thing, they're afraid they'll put them out of business. And that's why they stay out.
I see. A lot of them are, you know, already out of business. You know, some are bankrupt, and, you know, they're done. Why wouldn't, you know, one of them speak out and say, hey, here's the story, you know?
Well, Aaron, it's very hard to get information out. You may try to get information out. If you get on alternative radio, you may be able to reach a limited audience. But believe me, if you wrote a book, it would never get published. If you made a public relations statement and sent it to all the major media, probably none of them would pick it up, okay? That's the way the world really works.
Right. I appreciate it, Dr. Stan. Y'all do a good job. And thank you, Bob. And y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, and you too.
You too.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Bob, how could people get in touch with the International Forecaster and subscribe to your publication?
Well, the International Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 35 or 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy for those who are not on the Internet, which goes out twice a month. Everything that you need to know is in that publication every week. If you'd like to get a free introductory copy, you can go to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to ask a question, we answer everyone, or get a copy of the publication, or get a copy of our newest report on gold and silver shares, email us, and that address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob at intforecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to call toll-free, that number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. And certainly the International Forecast is one of the most fascinating publications you'll ever read, and you need to understand what's going on today. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, be careful what you do with your funds. Preserve your funds. Don't put a majority of what you have into some sort of flyer think you're going to get rich. You're not going to get rich, and you take a chance on losing everything you have. Limit your investments. Stay with very, very conservative investments at the present time. And don't go out on a limb and try to take a flyer just so you can retire as a multimillionaire, because chances are you're going to retire as a pauper as you do. There are two things that rule the world. One is greed, and the other is fear. Do not let greed overcome your good judgment. Be very cautious at what you do in the way of investment today. Would you agree or disagree with that, Bob?
No, I agree. You know, we live in a very tentative world, and it's very hard to discern where to go with your money. And there's problems lurking all along the way. And as we've seen, this great volatility. I mean, we just watched gold come down a few hundred dollars an ounce and silver about 15% because governments are manipulating them. And that's why we need Ron Paul to stop that. It is so very, very important to our entire economy and everything that's enjoined within it. And I get sick and tired of watching these people who try to destroy everything. Don't they realize that they're destroying themselves?
Well, I think that some people, of course, really are destructive. These are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they really are intent upon destroying the American economy because, of course, they hate America, because at one time we were a great Christian nation. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. What are the message you'd like to leave for our listeners out across America?
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Warning, it's a summary of basically this farewell address by Andrew Jackson in 1837. You say, what does that have to do with anything? It simply pointed out that the banks were trying to take control of our country. Andrew Jackson didn't understand the Brotherhood of Darkness, but he knew the banks were trying to control the American economy. And he knew that their goal was to control the United States and control the world. Well, basically, we have another book called The Coming Battle, written in 1899, about when the banks control America, and they do control America today. But they are simply part and parcel of this movement that controls our nation. There's only maybe 0.1% Maybe we ought to say we're the 99.9%. But basically, there's this small group, the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, you need to get it. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need my talk on the dark secret. You need my talk on the forbidden secret. You need the syllabuses to go with that. You need my talk, and it's available on DVD, on the world revolution. And there, of course, you'll see my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959. He will tell you the State Department knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The CIA knew Fidel Castro was a communist. Everybody knew Fidel Castro was a communist, except the American people who were lied to. And that's, of course, why, of course, David Rockefeller's daughters go down on a regular basis to meet with Fidel, and Fidel comes up to meet with David Rockefeller. And if you doubt that, you need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we carry. How does it all fit together? Well, of course, you need to get Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. We have secondhand copies. And you get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, you need to go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, and you need to read my newsletters. I've been to the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations at 5080 68th Street in New York City. I've been there several times. Of course, you have to get past the armed guards to get in, but I've been able to make those arrangements. I've been at Chatham House at number 10 St. James Wood over there at over in London, and that's Chatham House, the headquarters of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And you need, of course, to get Gary Allen's little book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, or if you like to read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and his second book, The Anglo-American Establishment, that was actually suppressed for 31 years from the time he wrote it until the time it was actually printed. Maybe it was 32 years. Here's a professor from Harvard and Princeton and Georgetown University, one of the most noted professors in our country, and they won't publish his book. Why? Because it introduces you to the people who rule the world. And there is a secret society. That's what he writes about. And he went through their secret files, and I went through his secret papers, Professor Quigley's secret papers, and we have documentation on the fact that this secret society existed and is manifested today by the front organization he created, known as the Council on Foreign Relations. And after Gary Allen outed the CFR as a front for a secret society, well, then, of course, they formed the Trilateral Commission. And that's what Barry Goldwater talks about in his book, With No Apologies, and how the goal is to seize political control of the government of the United States, and they have. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you can, we'd appreciate if you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, encourage others to listen to our programs, but please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Ron Paul, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Gerald LeBaron. And we're going to be talking about an article he wrote called Fools on the Hill. Now, Fools on the Hill, and we'll let Gerald explain what he's talking about. Hi, Gerald, how are we doing? No, let's see, fine, we've got to push the button there. Okay, Gerald, are you there?
I am there, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. And tell us a little bit about who you are, your background, so our listeners will know what your qualifications are to talk about what's going on Capitol Hill.
You bet. Well, first of all, I'm just a regular guy. I'm not a politician. I've never been an activist before. But I've just gotten sick and tired of our politicians playing their little petty politics antics and they're sticking to ideologies without having any idea what it is that they're passing and so on. And I decided to work on getting an initiative on the ballot that requires our politicians to actually read and understand the ramifications of the bills that they pass. They actually have to read it before they're allowed to vote, and they have to allow us to see the final version of the bill well in advance of the vote so that we can see whose fingers are in the pie. And so in trying to do this, I hired a director and writer and a camera crew and so forth, and I made a documentary about the about the trials and tribulations of trying to get something like this done.
All right, fine. Now, is that available now in DVD form?
Oh, yeah, it is. We just completed it about 3 weeks ago, and we had a wonderful red carpet party here in Hollywood, and now it's available on foolsonthehillmovie.com.
It's foolsonthehillmovie.com, and we'll be back here in just a moment here.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Well, now, how does one get a copy of your DVD?
They just go to, the title of the movie is called Fools on the Hill, and all they do is just go to foolsonthehillmovie.com.
All right, fine. Now, basically, can they see it on the Internet, or they have to buy the DVD?
Well, what they can do is they can see the trailer, and it gives them a pretty good idea of what the film is about. It goes over various things like the corruption involved in illegal immigration in Arizona. And I'm not saying it's a good – I'm not saying the Arizonans didn't have a right to do it. I'm just going over the corruption involved in it. It goes over things like the stimulus and the bailout, the Patriot Act. And just shows all of the fingers in the pie, so to speak, and what happens when we're not allowed to see the final versions of the bill, and when our politicians aren't actually reading the bill. They're just letting legislators, they're letting lobbyists write the bills.
Well, of course, but basically, of course, the congressman doesn't have the time to read the bill, so basically there is no way that the average congressman could read, for instance, this latest bill that they put out. I think it was 1,200 pages. They had 24 hours to read it. And there is no way you can read and analyze a 1,200-page bill. And not only that, but even if they could read the bill, they can't. They're not allowed to comment on it. It's a yes or no vote. So, I mean,
that's just wrong. It's just wrong all the way around.
Well, I'm not disagreeing. It's wrong, but this is the way the thing is set up. So what would your solution be? How would you possibly change something like that when you've got such powerful people who control both political parties?
Well, the way I see it is that you, and you're right, we have a lot of powerful people controlling the parties. And bottom line is you take a look at something like, you know, the Civil Rights Act. You know, this is something where the politicians finally went, okay, we're going to pass the Civil Rights Act. Now, did they pass it because it was the right thing to do? No. They did it because they had no choice. Otherwise, they could have passed it 20 years earlier or 50 years earlier. And you take a look at something like women's suffrage, same kind of thing. They didn't. The amendment to give women the right to vote didn't happen until, what, 1920s? That's just wrong. And they didn't do anything about it. They could have done it 50 years earlier, but nope, they didn't. It wasn't until there was protests and it was made very clear they had no choice. So the bottom line is that if we unite and take a stand, our politicians will do as they're told. And that's all we have to do. But right now we've got, you know, division. We've got the Tea Party and the Occupy movement, which are both, as their basis have, our politicians aren't doing their jobs. That's their basis. They're just sick and tired of politics as usual. And so it's time for us to, instead of being divided and going, okay, the Tea Party has now been moved over to the conservative and the Occupy movement's been moved over to the liberals. And I know people who are in both. when you get division like that, we aren't allowed to unite. And so it's just a matter of us uniting, picking a subject that is common sense that everybody agrees on. And that is one thing about FoolsOnTheHillMovie.com, or Phil Fools on the Hill, is that it's nonpartisan. It's absolutely nonpartisan. It shows it doesn't matter what party you belong to. You're supposed to read the bill. You're supposed to know what it is you're passing. Stanley, how can you fix a problem you don't understand? It's not possible. You can't fix a problem you don't understand. If these guys aren't studying the problem, how can they be sure the bill they haven't read is going to solve the problem they haven't looked at?
But is it the function or is it the purpose of Congress to solve problems, or is it the purpose and function of Congress to abide by our Constitution? And most of the things that they're solving the problems on are unconstitutional. They have no right according to our Constitution. Now, if you believe we're a democracy and whatever the people want, they can get from the government. And then, of course, the people want money. They want benefits. They don't want to pay for them. That's just that simple. That's only human nature. How do we come up with a system that will work and preserve individual freedom? And we'll be back in just a moment here.
Good question, Stan.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Gerrow is talking about the fact that, Sidney, our congressmen don't usually read the bills. And basically his plea is, you can't have the congressmen solving our problems unless, of course, they know what the legislation is. And much of the legislation is actually written by the lobbyists, and that's actually true. I interviewed Jack Abramson, and he actually told me when he was a lobbyist, and of course, he's a gentleman who wrote the book Capital Punishment, and he ended up going to jail for 3.5 years for illicit activities up there on the Hill. But he talked about how the lobbyists write the legislation. What they do is they give all sorts of favors to people on the congressman's staff, and the congressman's staff talks the congressman into writing the legislation. Many times he's never even read it. He doesn't even know it's in the legislation that he presents, and it's a totally corrupt system. But certainly, if you have a question or comment, why, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Cheryl has made a DVD on this called Fools on the Hill. But basically, of course, what is the function of our federal government? Is the function of the federal government to provide for the people? Is the function of the federal government to make a better life for the American people? Or is the function of the federal government to limit the power of the federal authorities so men can be free and solve the problems themselves?
Is that my question?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Well, you've got the Constitution. And I feel pretty strongly that the Constitution should be followed. And if they want to pass a law, then they definitely should be following the Constitution. But the thing is when things come up,
You know, you've got wars, you've got, you know, infrastructure, you've got education, et cetera, and things do come up. And there needs to be somebody there that is going to come up with a solution to that. Now, my personal belief is that if a member of Congress or a legislator at the state level decides that they pass a law, well, the only reason that you pass a law is to solve a problem. That's the primary reason. So if they are going to pass that law, then they should have thoroughly examined the problem. Don't you think, Stanley?
Yes, I do. Well, could you give me an example of something that you would think that where this would apply?
Good question. I mean, it could cover it could cover education. Okay, let's talk about education, because I know that our federal government provides funds to, I think, every state in the nation for education. Now, I don't know that that's absolutely necessary. I think the states should be responsible for their own education. However, if they are going to do it and it falls within the Constitution, or they make a constitutional amendment to where they're allowed to do it, then the first thing they have to do is they have to study the educational system, because we've got a good solid 50 years where the educational levels have declined. They are nothing compared to what they were in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. The SAT scores from the board, I forget the title of their organization, but the organization that covers the SATs, they're rather routinely adjusting the tests so that the students still maintain the same score, but the tests are actually easier. So the scores have been continuing to go down and down and down. Now, in a particular case like that, I can see Congress getting together and going, okay, well, we have to study this problem. It's not just a matter of money. It's a matter of maybe some policies have changed, you know? You cook some eggs, right? And they get burnt. Well, you know not to have the heat so high next time. Or you've been cooking eggs well for 20 years, and all of a sudden every egg you cook is bad. It's bad because you changed your procedure in cooking the egg. Well, the same thing applies to education. But you can't know that unless you actually fully study the problem. If the scores are declining, you have to study. You've got to go, what were they doing in the middle part of this century that they're not doing now? And what are they doing now that they weren't doing back then? And let's adopt some policy here so that these states follow certain procedures to ensure that our children get the education they're supposed to get.
You know, in other words, you think the federal government, the people in the federal government, are smart enough then to come up with a system that will give us a better education when the people at the state, the local level, can't do that?
What I'm saying is, I'm not saying our current politicians are smart enough. They may very well be.
Well, I don't think they are. I think basically what you're advocating is centralized planning. How does that differ from any communist concept? Every communist country, you have a national group of people that are doing the planning for the whole country. I do not think we should have a national organization working for the whole country. In fact, basically, education is not something the federal government should be dealing with. I do not believe in a Department of Education. Where in the Constitution does it give the federal government the right to supervise education for the whole country?
Well, let me rephrase it then. Let's take it at state level.
Right.
And let's go, the education in this particular state of California has declined over the last 50 years.
But wait a minute, we're talking about the Hill. We're talking about the Hill, we're talking about Congress. So basically,
talking about every single legislator.
Okay, fine. Well, what about Congress? Let's look at Congress, then we could look at the state of California.
Okay, sure.
So do you think that the federal government has the right to stipulate how education will be carried out, or do you think that maybe the problems we have are largely related to the federal interference in the educational system?
Well, I think that the problems that we're having with education are related to the stipulations made by the federal government.
Okay, I agree with that.
I absolutely believe that.
All right, now how about the state level? Do you think that the state politicians are smart enough to come up with a system that'll give us better education? Because if they are, they've been failing for 50 years.
They've been failing for 50 years. Do I think they're smart enough? Possibly. I think they're too corrupt to.
All right. So then what is the solution to the problem of education?
Well, to me, what you've got to do is you've got to do your homework. You've got to go out there and put your nose to the grindstone and get your hands dirty, and you've got to actually go, what are we doing different now than we did back then? You probably know this, but for a few hundred years, concrete was, you were no longer able to, no one knew how to make concrete, and they had to develop that method all over again before we started seeing concrete structures, and it was because the technique was lost. People forgot the formula, and it's not like our children are stupider now than they were before. It's just that the way that they're being taught, it's that the way they're being taught is different. And all we have to do is go back and research what is it that we were doing 50 years ago that was working, and get those reinstituted.
All right, fine. What was it we were doing 50 years ago?
I have no idea.
Well, basically, we had discipline. We had discipline in the schools. We cannot have discipline in the schools today. We had competition in the schools. Oh, we couldn't have competition in the schools. Some of our children would feel bad. We had punishment, you know, if a student acted up or was
I know, I got fighting. Swatched.
That's right. But we don't do that sort of thing anymore. And what do you need is a teacher who wants to educate and is allowed to educate without all these rules and regulations that are put down by the state. The problem is not that there are more politicians working to do a better job. The job is to get politicians out of education and to suddenly let good teachers teach the way they used to, rather than bring in all of these crazy new systems, get rid of most of our textbooks, which are there basically to destroy the moral fabric of our society and to dumb down our students. And basically, I mean, you can teach mathematics without all of these methods that they have today. You can teach children to read by simply teaching them phonics rather than the look-see method, which was designed basically so that they would not be able to read. And when you have the look-see method rather than phonics, they know phonics doesn't work. That's why it was introduced in the schools, but nobody wants to say it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You don't have to be a genius to know what to do. You don't need the politicians involved at all. You need to get the politicians out of it and let the teachers teach the way they used to teach, using the standard methods that we used to use, rather than, of course, all these ideas put forward by the people of the great foundations who want to dumb down our students. Nobody will tell the American people. There are people within the great tax exempt foundations, the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, Carnegie Foundation, who want to dumb down our students. The last thing they want is smart kids who understand what America is all about and understand we are the republic and not a democracy, and the government can't solve our problems. It is our problem. That's my opinion. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts on our go back to what we were discussing before, is that the only reason you pass a law is to solve a problem? So in this particular case, they would need to do their research, discover this, and then pass laws to repeal all the other crap that they passed before.
Well, I think first thing we do is get the government out of education.
Right, so they need to pass a law to get the government out of education.
All right, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, I think this is a base issue. And, of course, certainly Gerald thinks that if the politicians were doing a better job, would be much better off. I think of the politicians, we sent them home, and they were perhaps in Sacramento or Washington, D.C. for a few months out of the year. We'd be a lot better off.
Boy,
give us a call if you have a question or comment or thought. Well, we've got Jack.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Phone numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, of course, Gerald believes if the politicians would just study these issues more, they can come up with better ideas. And my contention is, if the politicians just go home and quit interfering, would be a lot better off. But of course. Anyway, of course, Gerald, what are some of the other points you make? For instance, what should the federal government be doing as far as medicine is concerned? Now, of course, the federal government provides health care for the population. We have Medicare. We certainly have Medicaid. We have all sorts of government programs for coverage of medication. This is medicine. I know a little bit about this because I practice medicine most of my adult life. What's the solution to the problems of medicine today? And believe me, medicine is in real trouble. Its prices are going up, costs are going up, care is going down, and now they're talking about death panels in the new Medicare legislation. What's the solution? Certainly, we cannot afford the current level of cost, and the cost is only going to go up. Right now, we have 56 million, we have about 50 million Americans on Medicare. We'll have another 79 million in the next 20 years. How in the world can we solve the problems of medicine? And what can the legislature do about that? And if you're out there listening audience, give us a call if you have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let me answer the first part of the question. and that was with regards to the federal government and what falls on the, one of the things that I touch upon in Fools on the Hill, is that as long as our politicians are allowed to add hundreds of pages to a bill in the middle of the night and pass it the next day, as long as our politicians are allowed to amend a bill in the House or in the Senate, and then pass it on in both houses, and then have the president pass it into law all in the same day, boy, are we in trouble. You can't do that kind of thing and not get into trouble. And one of the situations with that is that that is the perfect environment for special interests to get laws passed to favor themselves, their particular small minority group. Minority may not be anyway, it serves their personal vested interest rather than the good of all. So one of the first things is that our politicians shouldn't be allowed to pass a doggone thing until we've seen that final version well in advance of the vote, so that we can see whose fingers are in the pie and get that straightened out.
But how are we going to do that? Basically, how many people are going to read that?
Well,
1,200 of, you know, who are we going to appoint to do these things? The average individual is not going to read 1,200 pages of legislation unless you honestly believe that democracy works. And all these common people out here are going to read a 1,200-page bill, you know, or take a week off and do that and analyze it. Who is going to make the decisions?
Well, I have a feeling that if you require these politicians to be able to read and, to the best of their ability, understand the ramifications of the bills that they're about to pass and allow us ample time to review it ourselves, I have a feeling that the size of the bills will be greatly reduced. One of the reasons the size of the bills is so tremendous is that if they're full of little clauses in there hidden way down deep that serve a special vested interest. So by virtue of requiring them to read it, by virtue of us being allowed well in advance of the vote to see the final version of it, it's going to get smaller. It can't help it.
But who is us? How many people do you honestly think are going to read a 1,000-page bill? A 2,000-page bill. I think NAFTA was a 8,000 or 12,000-page bill. How many of us are going to have time to read that? Because that's the real question. How can we certainly remedy the solution? Because the average person is just not going to do that. They're too busy, or they don't have the interest in it, so it would be a small selected minority who have a vested interest. For instance, the AMA will have somebody read the bill. That, of course, they'll want more benefits for the doctors. The drug companies will have somebody read the bill because they want to make more money out of it. The people who have vested interest are going to read it, but the average American isn't going to read it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It means beautiful theoretically, but practically it's not going to work. I can stand corrected. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8294. How many of you out there are going to read a 12,000-page bill? Hold the thought.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our
right.
No.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and certainly our guest is Gerald LeBaron, and he's put together a DVD called Fools on the Hill. And Gerald, would you like to tell our listeners again how they can get your website, how they can get your DVD?
Sure. You can see a trailer for the movie Fools on the Hill by going to foolsonthehillmovie.com. And from there, if you like the trailer and it makes sense to you and you want to get more information in there, then you can just buy the DVD right online.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, before we went to the break, why I'd asked a question. Now, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the question is, we've got 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 page piece of legislation. And you say that, first of all, the congressman should go ahead and read the bill and understand it, but they should make it available to us, to the American people, so we can go over this legislation and make sure that it's done and done properly, and certainly have our input before Congress votes on this. Is that your sort of your basic contention?
Oh, absolutely. And there's actually two reasons for that. One is that, I mean, just as a simple example, you wouldn't have a mechanic work on your car who decides to work on it without even doing any tests or looking to see what's wrong with it. You don't want him to just, you know, from 50 feet away, look at that car and say, oh, it needs a new carburetor. No, you want them to actually go in, look at the car, turn it on, do whatever diagnostics they need to do, and fix the problem. And that is what I am expecting our politicians to do. Now, one of the things is that it's become really, really common over the last couple decades for the bills to get larger and larger and larger and larger and larger. Now it's where it's common for them to be 1,100 pages, 1,200 pages, 2,000 pages, 500 pages. It wasn't always that way, and there's no reason why they can't simplify this, take out all the excess crap, and write a bill that can be understood not only by themselves, but the American citizens. So I'm not asking anybody, to read a 2,000-page bill, because if it's 2,000 pages, you know doggone good and well it's crap. And there's no point in reading a bill that big.
Well, but you have to understand that they make them this long and detailed so that nobody will read them. So
the
congressman can't read it. The senators can't read it. Nobody can read this.
They do it on purpose.
They do it on purpose. So basically, I think that no piece of legislation should be more than 5 pages at the most, and that would be double space. And they should not have all sorts of other issues. One statement, one idea, one presentation. I would agree with something like that. But nobody in their right mind, nobody unless they have a vested interest, is going to read these massive pieces of legislation. But most of the things that we're passing legislation on are not according to the Constitution. There are only 18 things the federal government can do according to the Constitution. And Basically, those 18 things are listed in Section 8 of Article 1. All the rest of this is unconstitutional. I think what we ought to do, of course, is actually try these congressmen for subversion. They have sworn to uphold the Constitution. They've taken an oath to uphold the Constitution, and 95% of them regularly violate that oath.
I have a very low opinion of our members of Congress.
Well, I think most people do. I think about 9%. I mean, basically, President Obama has a much higher rate. His ranking is three times above Congress. Congress is about 9% now, and his is about 40%. So, but basically, the American people don't have any choice. We're given a choice between the Democrat or the Republican,
and
usually they're both run by the same people. Or certainly, if there are a few good congressmen back there, but if they, you will never hear what they have to say, and basically, most people will never actually get an opportunity to read their speeches, and it's all really, of course, it's political theater.
Yeah.
What we need are people who believe in the Constitution, believe in the oath they've taken, and will abide by it.
Well, how can you abide by the Constitution if you're not even reading the bill? You know, there's no way. There's no way you can maintain your oath if you're not even reading the bill.
Well, I think more than that, these people should understand the Constitution.
Oh, absolutely.
Most of them honestly believe we're a democracy. In fact, I dare say you'll not find one in a thousand American citizens who knows the difference between a republic and a democracy. And I don't think there's probably not more than one in a 10 congressmen who has any idea the difference between a republic and a democracy.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised at all. These are members of Congress. They get in office and they're in it for status. They're in it they're not in it to actually improve anything. And I believe that they have the ability to improve things, if only by getting rid of a lot of the useless and intrusive laws. As a very small business owner myself, I can't. There's not a month that goes by where I am not having to deal with some kind of a legal, filing or some kind of thing like that, which is just really a waste of my time. It's so irritating to spend all the time, so much. The hours I spend at the end of the year getting all the taxes straight and correct for the government, and that's more irritating than the money I pay the accountant to do the taxes, because my time could be spent more effectively doing something else and helping the business prosper. So you get no disagreement from me there.
All right. Well, again, I telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And now, of course, you have the suggestion as to what should be done, simplify the writing of the bills, certainly make sure the congressman reads the bills. But how would you know whether he's read the bills? He would say he's read the bills. Very few congressmen are going to admit that they don't read the legislation. I mean, I had a friend one time who is a state senator, and he wrote a book called "You Don't Really Think We Read Those Bills, Do You?" His name is Bill Richardson. Bill Richardson was a senator, I think state senator, for 16 years, did a great job. Eventually just gave up, realizing it was all an exercise in futility. But how are we going to approach this? Certainly, what you're doing is calling our attention to the problem, but how are we going to solve the problem?
Well, let me say two things on that. The first thing is that when we are, you take a look at any profession, and I don't care if you're a business owner or you're a fast food clerk, a husband, a wife, a hitman, or a prostitute. If you don't perform your job, you're not going to have that job much longer. We all have a job description. The hitman, if he doesn't perform that hit, someone's going to hit him. And so we all have a job description. The only people who do not have a job description are our legislators. And the fundamental job description they should have is that they should be required to do an honest-to-goodness due diligence on any business. like that. Well, it's just like everything else. You obviously can't enforce it before the fact, so to speak. In other words, you have to wait until a criminal commits a crime before you can arrest them, and that's only fair. Well, it's the same thing in Congress. Now, all you have to do is say, is require the politician to swear under penalty of perjury that he has that he has fully read the final version of the bill, and that he understands it to the best of his ability and its ramifications. Now, when he signs that under penalty of perjury, and taking into account that you've got in the California state legislature, I think they passed about 800 bills a year, and in Congress, the number of pages of laws they pass per year are in the thousands. So, and there's usually, I believe it, a few hundreds. I don't remember now, but it's quite a bit. So you swear that every single time that you're going to vote in favor of a bill. That's 20, 30, 50, 100, 200 bills you haven't read. All they need is one whistleblower. Set one example and send that member of Congress to jail for the rest of his life, and I guarantee you not one other Congress member will ever let that happen to them again.
But the congressmen are never going to put through the legislation. They just will not do it. They won't even put through legislation that says that they can't vote, they can't be charged with insider trading if they have inside information. In other words, basically, they know what's going to happen to various stocks because they work on them, the legislation favoring one company over another. And when people have said, well, this is insider trading, you've got to pass legislation so that congressmen will have to abide by the same laws that the rest of us do. Everybody agrees to that. But there's no way to get that legislation through any more than we can force congressmen to with the other things that they do to abide by the same laws that we have to abide by. They do not have to abide by the laws we do. They are exempted from so many laws, and they have their own special pension funds. They have their own special health care. They have their own special allotments and all sorts of benefits that they have. And basically, we can't change that because they're not going to vote for it.
And you know something? With our current legislators, I agree with you 100%. Now, here's one of the points that I made on when making Fools on the Hill, and that is that if you take a look at our members of Congress, somewhere around 95, I mean, it depends during each election cycle, but say anywhere from 93% to 97% of all of our politicians in Congress, all of them were first politicians at the state or city level. And that is where they learn their tricks. That's where they form their habits. So you want to change Congress, then the simple way to do it is to go at the state level and the city level. And you go at a county, say LA County or some other small county, and you pass along and you do the initiative process, and you pass a law requiring the council members and the county supervisors and so forth, requiring them to actually do what we want them to do, and that's read and understand the bills and let us see the final version of the law in advance of the vote. So if you're required at that level, and then you're required at the state level, and you do it in the 24 states that we're that we have the initiative process, then those people will eventually be our future members of Congress. And we will have instilled a work ethic in them that will last them through Congress. The problem is, you know, when you become, you know, you take a Major League Baseball player, he finally gets signed into the major leagues, and now he gets, what, $5 million a year, $10 million, or whatever it gets. Is that where he then first learns how to swing a bat? No. He learned it a long time earlier, and 98% of the stuff that Congress does is done at the state and local level. So we train them there. We tell them what we want them to do, and then when they get to Congress, they've got a work ethic instilled in them.
But when they get to Congress, of course, the reason they want to get to Congress is because they have power and prestige and all sorts of benefits. I mean, they may very well, when they're certainly down at the city council level, and if you get an initiative through, but what why would you think that when they have the power, and that's what politics is all about, is about power, that they're going to abide by what was forced upon them at the local level? I mean, I would think that by the time they got to Congress, now, of course, they're in charge. And they are certainly not going to vote for legislation that is going to restrict their perks and their position. You may be right, but I somehow find it difficult to believe that the congressmen are ever going to vote for something that doesn't benefit them personally. There will be a few who are idealists, but most of them aren't dedicated to the right or dedicated to the left. They're just dedicated to staying in Congress, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I'm a little bit of an optimist in that, you know, old habits die hard, and you instill the right work habit, and those habits will die hard. But there's also another thing, which is that, you know, you take a look at the women's suffrage, you take a look at the civil rights movement, and so forth. It was a bunch of people getting together and telling our members of Congress, look, enough is enough. You straighten this out. You do what we want you to do. And Congress did it. They didn't do it because of the right thing. They did it because they knew they had no choice. So you start passing laws at the state level and the city level and the county level requiring our politicians to giving them an actual job description and expecting them to do a proper due diligence. And I think it will carry through. Is it overnight? Absolutely not. But can it work? I think so.
All right, fine. Well, Sydney, what sort of response are you getting to your DVD?
Just got an email today. You know, I only released it on the 13th, so I've only had a few people watch it, the actual entire film. As far as the trailer goes, it's practically one for one. Damn right. I hope I'm allowed to say that, but it's practically one for one. And the interesting thing is, Dr. Stan, is that it's liked by both sides of the party aisle. The liberals and conservatives alike are just fed up with our politicians not doing their actual job. And in terms of the response I'm getting from people who are buying the documentary, it's actually been really good. I just had Marsha Fritz, and she was actually in the documentary. She had the California Pension Reform. I think that's California Pension Reform. She's Democrat, and she watched it once, and then she watched it again, and she said, you know, it was better the second time. So it's getting a really, really good review, really good comments on it.
Well, of course, the DVD is called Fools on the Hill, and you can go to that website and get it. And basically, I'm looking forward to getting a copy and actually having a chance to read it. Certainly, we have very, very real problems with our Congress, but I think the biggest problem is these people really believe that government can solve our problems. And I believe, because government is our problem.
Well, I don't believe they can solve our problems, and I don't think they believe they can solve our problems.
Right, and I think we'd very much agree on that. Well, I guess it's been Gerald LeBaron. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty. Well, Gerald, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Just what are your thoughts for our people out across America?
Well,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.
See why? Because they've been taught this in school, because the politicians say we are, because the media says we are, and of course it's all a lie. We are not a democracy, we are a republic. And you better understand the difference between them. If you'd like to get a copy of that little pamphlet, why you call us at 1-800-544-8927. Or you grew up on our webpage. It's a compilation of five newsletters I wrote. We are a republic, and you better understand the difference between them, because this is the very essence of what America is all about. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will certainly want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it and reread it, because there are people out there, the ones who control the educational programs, the one who control the medium, the people who control the great tax-exempt foundations, and they want us to believe that we are a democracy. And basically, you will want to get the special book we have. It's on the study part of our research, part of our books we have on file. It's not listed, but it's written by Mandy B. Hall. It's The Secret Destiny of America. The Secret Destiny of America. And Mandy P. Hall was a Satanist. He believed, of course, that Satan was a good guy, and you need to read his book, The Secret Destiny of America. And he will tell you that for 3,000 years, there have been secret societies throughout the world working to bring about world democracy. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what's really going on today. So you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read Manly P. Hall on the other side, The Secret Destiny of America. You need to hear my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret and get the syllabuses to go with that. You need to get, of course, Constance Cumby's excellent a talk on the emergence. It's a DVD. You need to get my interviews with Constance entitled The Aquarian Conspiracy, named after a book that came out about 19, 80, written by Marilyn Ferguson, who is one of the leaders of the Aquarian Conspiracy. This is not imaginary. That is her term. And they know what's going on. And there are millions of these people all across America. Every major community has a metaphysical bookstore. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a metaphysical bookstore where people are trying to contact the other dimension. They're trying to contact the other dimension. You have to understand what this battle is really all about. And you're not going to get it through regular channels. We have a great 4-CD set called The Supernatural. And it's, of course, two of the 2 hours with Joanna Michelson. And Joanna Michelson was a medium. And she was in contact with the other dimension. And basically, she had supernatural capacity and supernatural talent. But then in the book of Deuteronomy, we're told to avoid astrologers, to avoid people who are into tarot cards and into people who actually are into mind reading and into fortune telling and into being mediums and diviners, because God understood how intriguing this whole field was. We've got an excellent book called Apollyon Rising 2012 by Tom Horn. I write the foreword to the book, and it goes into this spiritual war that we're engaged in. We have a number of books that follow along with that, certainly some of them written by Lynn Marzulli, one of them on alien abductions. But, of course, they aren't really alien abductions. They're abductions by the beings from the other dimension. My telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 24 hours a day on the computer, iPad, iPhone, BlackBerry, and then